Om Shanti. Good morning. The lyrics of the song were, "Keep flying and make others fly too." And so today we'll be getting Madhuban Tuli to keep everyone flying. And Hansa Ben and Jemini Ben have come back from Madhuban, and so we'll be hearing news from them. And of course, every day we hear Baba Smurli that inspires us to keep flying. And today's Smurli is no less, reminding us of becoming the devtas, deities. And the word devta is very beautiful. The one who gives, dene vala. And so what is it that I can give to each and everyone? Baba saying, fill your treasure store of happiness to such an extent that you're able to donate happiness to everyone you meet. Whether you know them, you don't know them, whether it's the world out there, whoever, wherever, just simply keep giving happiness. Whether it's through thoughts, vibrations, through good words, encouragement, positivity, or your actions of kindness, but just simply keep giving happiness. And connected very much with that is Baba talking about the stage of the angel and how angels are always remembered as the ones who give blessings. And so how can I be the devta? How can I be the angel? And Baba saying, just see Brahma Baba and follow Brahma Baba. And if Baba talks about the incorporeal, following the Father and becoming incorporeal, that's a challenge because we are so used to being in the physical form. But Baba saying, yes, only when you do detach from everything and become incorporeal, then you can become equal to the Father and fly home with the Father. But also the other Father, Brahma Baba. And if you see Brahma Baba, he's human. He was engaged in the world. He was occupied with all the things that all of you are occupied with. And yet he became the angel. And Brahma Baba shares all his experiences and his challenges and everything that he's going through in the Sakar Murli. And so as you read the Sakar Murli, you hear how Baba himself dealt with everything and was able to overcome all the different challenges. Normally, Baba says, don't compare, don't compete. If you do, there'll be conflict for you and for others. But in this case, Baba saying, copy Brahma Baba. Compare yourself with Brahma Baba. And because Baba's telling us everything in the Murli very clearly anyway, so we know what Baba's thoughts are. We know how Baba spoke. And of course, we've seen the Dadis. They followed Baba in everything. But through the Murli also, one can get to know Brahma Baba very, very well. And so Baba is saying, what are the qualities of Brahma Baba? What were the things that he was thinking and saying and doing? He was concerned to give to everyone. And the way to be able to do this is to make sure that the heart is very clean. Then it's filled with nothing but good wishes and a lot of love. And if there's love and good wishes in my heart for everyone, then yes, it's possible for me to maintain my happiness and to be able to give that to others. And it's very lovely to see how Baba plays with the Hindi language. And in today's Murali, there are two words that are very different in meaning, but are very similar in their sound. And the two words are dua and, how to pronounce the other word, I'm forgetting the pronunciation of the other word, smoke. Dua and... You can see it sounds very, very similar. But... Dua. That's right. Dua. Dua and Dua. Very, very close. And so... And normally you think... What has blessings and good wishes got to do with smoke? And Baba's comparing it to the situation of the fire. And when there's a fire that's burning, then there's smoke. But also when there's a fire, even if it's only half lit and it's not burning properly, in fact it creates more smoke. And so Baba's point is that if there are still the vices that are burning inside, and even if it's not the five big ones, it's some of the little ones, and we call them little, but in fact they're quite dangerous. Jealousy and competition and excuses and laziness and carelessness, but when it's these little vices, they also create a lot of smoke. And because of the smoke, then you're uncomfortable, your eyes start to burn, but you also cause trouble for others. Smoke is not pleasant. It creates damage. And so Baba's point is that you're becoming an angel. So what should there be in your heart? Let it just be nothing but good wishes and love and blessings for all. And that's what you'll be receiving in return also. And of course, when there's other things that are there, then it's going to be smoke that's coming. But waste thoughts create smoke. A half-lit fire or a fire that's not properly burning, that creates a lot of smoke. If when you were little you tried lighting a fire in Girl Guides, Boy Scouts and things like this, you'll remember when the wood is a bit damp and you're not able to light the fire properly, it's just smoke that's coming. And so I was saying waste thoughts. And of course, if you're allowing waste thoughts to come because you see something, you hear something and your mind is racing about it, then of course at some point you're going to speak about it. And from something little that you saw, a tiny seed, now that seed has grown, it's become a tree, and now you're talking about it, so the tree is getting bigger, and whoever you're talking about with, you'll say, well, I only told one, but that one is going to tell one more. And so everything, a whole rosary is created. And as a result of that, it's actually a big tree that's created, a tree of waste that's impacting the atmosphere. So compare yourself to Brahma Baba. That's allowed. Don't compare yourself to anyone else. But see, how did Baba look at something? And Baba tells you in the Murali. And how does Baba deal with things? And so... past is past. Whatever somebody said or done, can I put a full stop to it very quickly and move on? And keep nothing but good wishes in my heart. And so, very lovely Murali. It's you've been hearing all the Muralis of December 87. So this is the final Murali of December 87. And so Baba's talking about the new year, the confluence of this. So you'll hear the full Murali. But the other subject that I want to talk about today is very interesting. many, many years ago in the 70s, and I've never been able to come across that Murali again, so I don't know what happened to it, where it went. But I was actually in Madhuban when it was being read. And in that Murali, Baba had said, as time goes on, these ideas will spread further and further, and it'll be very easy for you to give other people Baba's knowledge. They'll accept it very easily. And of course, gradually we have been seeing that over the years. So first Hatha Yoga came onto the scene in the West, and at least the word yoga got known, even though it was just Hatha Yoga that people were interested in. And then vegetarian diet came onto the scene. Lots of different things have happened through the years in terms of societal change that have made it very easy for people now to understand what Baba's saying. And it makes me feel very excited to know how much of Baba's Gyan is out there at the moment. It's been moving in that direction, but on Wednesday, I think it was, a few days ago, I had the opportunity to join a program, a conference online, and it was on the subject of mind shift. And there are about four different people who are friends of the Brahma Kumaris, very closely connected, who all wrote to me saying, link up with this. They were speaking at this conference also, so obviously they've been thinking about these things for a long time. People like Peter Senge, who's been connected with this since the end of the 90s, so he was speaking. Others, he didn't write to me, but others also. So I joined that conference, and it was fascinating. Because mind shift, they're talking about bringing about societal change through personal change. In fact, Peter Senge's talk was called Systemic Change is Personal. And when Baba used the expression, when I change, the world changes, how long ago was that? Way, way back, right in the 70s, I think. Maybe Sakar Baba used it, but I don't remember that particular expression. But certainly Avyakt Bhavdada, right from the very early days. And a question again that was asked, I think it was on Thursday or Friday, something like that. And it's a question I've often been asked. And that is, have the Brahma Kumaris changed their philosophy with time? Especially people who had heard about the Brahma Kumaris, they didn't know them, but they'd heard about the Brahma Kumaris from the early days of Sindh. Their grandparents were connected, or their parents were connected, and so then when they saw things happening in London especially, and the growth and the rainbow-coloured gathering, they used to say to Daddy and to me, you must have changed the teachings for them to be acceptable to everyone. And Daddy and I would look at each other and laugh, because we are still studying. Some of you have now heard the Muralis right from 1969. You're also hearing the Avyakt Muralis, and you're also hearing the Sakar Muralis. So we are still studying the things that Baba was teaching personally, physically here, from 1965 till today. And of course, even those teachings are based on the things Baba said further on, earlier than that. So we laughed and said, the teachings haven't changed. And they said, we must be doing something differently. I said, yes, now people want to sit on chairs rather than the floor. So we are doing things differently to that extent, but the teachings haven't changed. And so Baba saying, change yourself and the world will change. And it's always been a challenge for people to understand this statement. And now here is a whole conference that's taking up this theme of how external events have been created by human beings and the way human beings think and behave. Climate change, another sub-theme of the conference was sustainability and climate change. And again, when we started talking about changing minds, and then we're going to be able to tackle climate change, and this was 2009, change your consciousness and then you'll have an impact on the climate also. And I saw the shift of that happen maybe 5 years ago at a climate change conference that was taking place in Bonn, in Germany. And UNESCO had as its statement, changing minds, not climate. Sounds like something we've been saying. And as I say, we've been saying this since 2009, since our first participation in climate change conference. But what I heard about four talks, and each in one talk was totally on spirituality, meditation, mindfulness, and so you know all those ideas and the connection of those ideas and stress, how the biggest damage now is through stress for the self, health, relationships and all of these things. So one individual took up just that subject, but the other three people, as I say, friends of Brahma Kumaris, all of them, they took up the connection of external change and thinking change, mindset change. And it was gyan. When Baba says change your thinking, change your awareness, change your attitude, change your vision, change your actions, and the culture will change, the world will change. So I've said all this in English, but the Hindi words all rhyme together. Simran, Simriti, Vritti, Drishti, Kriti, Sanskriti, Srishti. And that's been Baba's statement for since the beginning of Avyakt days, using that particular configuration. But this is what I was hearing now in all of this. And basically they were saying, when you see, for example, racism, that was one example. There were many other examples, but I won't take up your time with all of that. And theoretically you'll say, yes, this is bad. But how come it's not shifting? How come it's not changing? And one question to ask myself is, am I a beneficiary of a system that I know is wrong? We'll all say it's wrong. Lokic people will say it's wrong. In Gyan we'll say it's wrong. And yet somehow it persists. And so if I'm a beneficiary of the system, I'm not going to make any effort to shift it. And obviously there are beneficiaries of the system. And then another question to ask, what are the assumptions and beliefs that I still hold on to that are making this happen in my own life? And another question, what do I need to change in myself to bring about a change in the situation out there? And so the external event and then the iceberg. At least two people gave the example of the iceberg, 1/10 above the surface and 9/10 below. And so you're seeing the event, you're seeing climate change, and it's uncomfortable, and everybody agrees something should be done about it. But what is it down below the surface? It's my mindset and my attitude, and am I ready to change those? Because whether it's the heating in the house, whether it's the transport that I use, whatever it is, am I willing to bring about a change in my lifestyle? Whatever changes we've made already in terms of Brahman life is great, but is there something more that I can do? And in fact, this leads very nicely on to what's going to come next. You all know that Glasgow is hosting the next climate change conference. And so a group here that's been working with the Environment Initiative and various other things have been working very intensely in making changes, including changes in the house, so that the cleaning products we use, for example, are more eco-friendly. And so you'll be hearing more about that another time, but a lot of work has gone into all of that, sorting that out. But what we're going to see now in just a few minutes is a video of the Green Champions and a program that's coming up on Tuesday. And I'm going to ask Maria, who heads up our eco team here, to tell us about it. And so it's a complicated timetable today. First, we're going to see the video now. Then we'll offer Borg. And after Borg, please don't go for your Murali, because then Hans Ben and Jemni Ben will share their Madhuban experience. And then they'll be giving you Madhuban Toli. And then you can go for your Murali. So it's a whole string of things. But I was just thinking that Bhavat said the world will begin to accept these ideas. And not only are they accepting these ideas of inner change, bringing change in the world, but they're talking about them and teaching people how to adapt these ideas to a different way of thinking and a different way of living. So it's very exciting for me to see these changes happen in the world and the movement towards Satyug, a better world for all. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Before I tell you something, just a line about the video that we are going to see, I'd like to announce an event that will be happening this coming Tuesday evening with Sister Jenti. And it's about greening Global Cooperation House. So it's all related to what Sister Jenti has been saying. I'm not sure if people are hearing. Yeah? Okay, good. So it's a special event for Brahmins. So all Brahmins are invited to join us on the webcast. And it will be from 7 o'clock meditation and 7:15 to 8:30. A conversation with Sister Jenti and in the form of questions and answers. So this is this coming Tuesday, the 18th of May. And the video that we are going to see is about the initiative, the Brahma Kumaris Environment Initiative, and also about the Green Champions training program, and it is in fact self-explanatory, so there isn't much more that I need to say about it, so enjoy.
Welcome to the Green Champions Roadshow. My name is Joanna, and I'm the Brahma Kumaris Environmental Initiative Coordinator for the UK. And I'm also a facilitator for the Green Champions training, along with Nirmala, who you're going to meet shortly. In the next 26 weeks, we'll be visiting centres all around the UK to let them know more about the BK Environmental Initiative and our Green Champions training and how they can get involved in the lead-up to COP26 in Glasgow in November. I'm going to first take you on a very brief tour of the Environmental Initiative. I can say that there are four strands to the initiative. Firstly is the Solar Energy Project, which emphasizes the importance of the development of clean and renewable technologies. BKs have been actively involved for over 25 years in the research and demonstration of alternative renewable energy concepts. The culmination of all of this is the amazingly innovative India One solar power plant on the Shantivan campus. Secondly, is the Sustainable Yogic Agriculture Project. This is where more than 1,000 farmers throughout India have been encouraged to combine organic farming with meditation. And this has shown some remarkable results. The early data that was collected through a field study in Gujarat suggested an improved seed quality and an increase in crop yield. Thirdly is what BKs do best, and that is meditation. The idea is that spending time in meditation helps us to connect with our deeper values and find the strength to live a more sustainable lifestyle and be more mindful of the impact of our choices. We also know the importance of donating our good wishes and pure vibrations to Mother Earth to help to restore her back to her former beauty. Finally, we come to the approach that we take at the climate change conferences, which we've been attending every year since 2009. Here the understanding is that the current state of affairs in terms of the abuse of the Earth's resources and the resulting pollution and climate change has been brought about by a loss of spiritual values and connectedness. Therefore, people have resorted to filling their needs through materialism and consumption. So it's only by encouraging people to develop the right spiritual awareness, or soul consciousness as we call it, that they will be able to fulfill their inner needs, simplify their life, and make more sustainable choices. This, of course, highlights and reinforces the fundamental BK message, when I change, the world changes. So now I'm going to hand you over to Nirmala, who's going to tell you about the Green Champions training and some of the projects that are in the pipeline in the build-up to the COP26 conference.
Om Shanti, everybody. It's lovely to be with all of you in a very green way, virtually. So we are all on our final stage of becoming angels, and the Green Champion Training Program allows us to be green angels, reminding us that we have to have an attitude of caring for nature and the world, and in helping Baba with the task of recreating the golden age. So this training is for BKs, following the BK lifestyle, and it was developed in 2019. But due to the pandemic last year, we've had to offer the training online. So far we've had two training sessions, and now we have around 40 Green Champions trained up in the UK. And we meet every 2 months to share news and to support each other. So as a Green Champion, we are encouraged to create a golden age lifestyle based on these 10 ways to change the world. This will also help us to develop a more compassionate and grateful attitude towards ourselves, those around us, and all living entities on the earth, thus aligning ourselves with the values and lifestyle of the Golden Age. The training has three modules. So the first module, we look at an overview of the BK Environment Initiative, and we introduce eco-living. The second module, we look at creating and nurturing my inner green space and making it a reality. Module 3 looks at living the change, so really putting into practice the 10 ways to change the world. As a Green Champion, you will have a better understanding of the BK Environment Initiative, and to be able to support BK centers and the Brahmin community to adopt an eco-friendly system. You will also understand the importance of settling karmic accounts with nature and creating a caring attitude to the earth by living a more eco-friendly lifestyle. And we have two training days planned in the future. Sunday the 6th of June and Sunday the 5th of September from 10 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. with breaks in between. So in supporting COP26, we'd like more BKs to get involved in promoting the BK Environment Initiative and to be trained as green champions. Another project we'll be starting is a meditation project where we will be donating yoga power to the BK presence at COP26. So a little bit about that. The first wave, we've decided as Green Champions, we will start a meditation for 8 hours every third Sunday of the month. And we will also share with you, our Brahmin family, the other waves of this project, you know, goes on. So now I'd like to invite two green champions to share with you their experiences. So we have Sarah from Newcastle and Linda from Brighton.
Hello, I'm Sarah from Newcastle. The whole day was really useful on a very practical level. And while I already had a fairly green kitchen in terms of what's in my fridge and under my sink, I got so many tips about green products for cleaning and different places to shop. And everyone had already done all of that research, trialed these things. So it was very easy to go and find the most efficient products really quickly. But for me, actually, more than anything else, you know, Baba's telling us it's the end of the cycle and that nothing can stop that momentum and what's happening now in terms of the environment. And I like this very much. So for me, this is not about saving the planet. All of that's taken care of, and Baba's told us all about that. But it was more a reminder to go deeper into my relationship with the elements and the environment, particularly now in the confluence age. Am I re-strengthening my sanskar of respect for nature and the elements for myself? Is there balance inside and balance outside? And there were some really beautiful reflections and meditations which just helped me to go deeper into those thoughts and feelings, which was great. So very useful, very interesting, very constructive.
Om Shanti. My name's Linda and I'm based in Brighton and I am a green champion. I've been past the green tea for many years and very interested in the environment and how to be more planet friendly. I'm very fortunate that I live in a green centre. We have already many things in place in our centre. We have our electricity and gas from renewable sources. We've just changed all the light bulbs to the economical ones. We only have recyclable plastics. What our council doesn't recycle, we send to another borough so as not to put in the general waste. We have a garden, and so we compost all our green waste. We're growing a few fruit trees and bushes. We've minimized the amount of waste in terms of refuse collection. We have water filters and one that recycles rainwater. We've been awarded the Green Footprint Certificate, and here it is. Wanted to just show you that. And we got 5 stars for that. So when we put this certificate on Facebook, it had the most hits, really. I like being part of the green team and sharing resources and ideas, and I particularly like using the old-fashioned cleaning products that are natural. So I recommend that you have a go at the training, the green training, as it really opens up your horizons. Om Shanti, good luck.
So many thanks, everyone, for the opportunity to share with you all this morning, and special thanks to Jenty Ben and Maureen Ben for their support and guidance in this project. We look forward to your support in creating a successful COP26, and we hope to see as many of you for the Green Champions training in June and September. Keep well under Baba's canopy of love and protection, and from all of us, a very big Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, good morning. So many thanks to the Green Team. And we'll now offer Borg to Baba. And Borg is being offered for some souls who have departed, also, and for the families who are bereaved. So many have asked for special Borg this morning. And also, I would ask you to wait behind after the Borg. Don't go away, because we're very lucky. Of course, we welcome Sister Hansa, Sister Gemini from Bharat, and so they will be sharing with us. And one other thing is to keep in our thoughts, there is a cyclone that is approaching the coast of Gujarat. And this is the strongest in two decades. And there may be in excess of 160 kilometers per hour winds. So it's very serious. It may come by this evening. It may come by the 18th of May. And most likely the product of global warming. So our green initiative, very relevant. And Karachi and Mumbai lie in its path. So let us send our good thoughts that this, you know, causes the least suffering to our brothers and sisters in that area. So thank you. Om Shanti. When I say our brothers and sisters, I mean everyone. I don't mean just BK brothers and sisters, but everyone who's there. Thank you. Om Shanti.
On behalf of everyone. If I live to be 1,000 years, if I rule the world, its hemispheres, I could not repay the love you brought my way, so I want to say it now. Thank you for each day you gave me. Thank you for the Mondays, Saturdays and Sundays, every day the whole year through. Thank you for the fun days, all those number one days, battles to be won days too. I just want to say it, thank you for each day with you. We have just one life to seize the day. We only have what time there is to say, and do what we must do, express our gratitude. So I want to say it now, and sing it now to you. Thank you for the Mondays, Saturdays and Sundays, every day the whole year through. Thank you for the fun days, all those number one days, battles to be won days too. I just want to say it, thank you for each day with you. At the close of every day, when I close my eyes to pray, all I need to do is just to think of you, then all I need to say is thank you for the Mondays, Saturdays and Sundays, every day the whole year through. Thank you for the fun days, all those number one days, battles to be won days too. I just want to say it, thank you for each day with you. Just a simple welcome to our dear sisters, but also a very happy birthday to Janti Ben's birthday is today. So we won't sing happy birthday, but maybe after three, I know everyone would like to express their wish, so we just say happy birthday. Is that okay? Yeah? So after three, one, two, three, happy birthday, Janti Ben. So now I'd just like to ask Hansa Ben and Jemini Ben just to share and to welcome them warmly back to London, especially to Hansa Ben. It's really lovely to have you here. You brought Daddy with you.
Thank you, Minu. It brings sweet memories back. Because this is a song that Minu used to sing in front of Daddy. And he sang this in Madhuban too, as well as in London. So it's lovely to hear that song again. And just seeing how favorable drama is. Because I've come at the time, month of May, when I used to bring Daddy every year, And in India there's lockdown, but here lockdown has opened. So what an appropriate time to come. Although I didn't have the slightest thought of coming, and it was really Jemini Ben's determined thought and determination. Since she had arrived in India, all I kept hearing was that I'm going to take you back, I'm going to take you back with me. And that's what she's done. So thanks to Jemini Ben for making this happen. And I'm seeing life how at my saddest part in drama in my life, I'm seeing how Baba has really just made me rise above the storm. And you all must have heard the story of the footprint. And that story is really for me, I can say, because I never had imagined that or thought that after Dadi's departure I would stay in Bharat or I would carry out the service similar to what Dadi had been doing in Shakti Bhavan. And it's really, I'm seeing how Baba's really helped me. He's carried me through this whole year and guided me, showing me and moving me forward in all that I was doing. And so lots of thanks to Baba Drama, but also to the family. The family have been the biggest support, and without their love and support and blessing, I don't think that any soul could pull through what I have pulled through. And so I'd just like to thank all of you. And of course to Dadi, subtly, she's up there. She's with me, showing me the way. And she had actually said way back when I used to say, what will happen to me when you go? And Dadi used to say that I will always be with you, never feel that you're alone. And this is exactly, when I'm serving, I feel that it's Dadi who's doing me, who's doing everything, and not me. And so I will return and carry on with the service that Dadi so much wanted me to do there. And she had actually said that people will come here and all you have to do is give love and sustenance, that's all. And so whoever walked through Shakti Bhavan doors and all the groups that had come, it was Dadi who was meeting everyone in a subtle way. And it was that vibration, that love that everyone was taking away. And so here too, I just feel that everyone should experience that subtle love and vibration that Dadi is still sending to all of us. Om Shanti.
Shanti, first of all, I was thinking when we were in a hotel last week that next Sunday we'll be in the class. And it's Sister Jayanti's birthday, very special day. And I want to wish you a very, very happy birthday, Jayanti Ben. I know that Yes, why not? Her birthday has brought many, many thousands and thousands of Baba's children's spiritual birthday. So she's a very special soul. As you know, that many times Dadi has mentioned this in the class, extension of Brahmin life, Brahmin birth. So yes, definitely. You know, Jantiben herself, she is from the Yajna, and she remains and continues to remain in the Yajna, and she pulls everybody else in the Yajna. This is a sign of the Yajna souls. So really, so many deep, deep secrets in drama I'm discovering, experiencing. It's mind-blowing. Sitting here, I feel that really, Baba is the one who is the director of this drama. He knows the best, and no one can really interfere in the drama. And when Hansa was sharing, I was visualizing Shakti Bhavan in Shantivan. You won't believe, definitely, it's buzzing. Chintiben came over just for Dadi's anniversary, first anniversary, and she also must have seen it all. I experienced it firsthand from November up until March, until the lockdown happened. The whole Shakti Bhavan was buzzing and buzzing to such an extent that the last few days before we planned, I mean, it just so happened in drama, the Madhuban Nivasis who lives in Pandav Bhavan, the group of brothers, they came down, the older brothers in Gyan, and they said that we're really missing Shakti Bhavan. Baba's doors are open, and that's exactly what Dadi said to Hansa, that these doors are remaining open. It is not going to close. And you will be giving love and sustenance to those who come here. And so Dadi's light is going to remain lit. It's not going to go out. And so it's really some, these are Dadi's words. And I was in December 2019 in Shantivan, and just want to relate this small experience that when Dadi, after Amrutvela, she says to Hansa, can you put me back in the bed? So we put her back. She wasn't very well. So we put her back in the bed, and she's lying there, and guess what she's doing? Me and Hansa, we went in the kitchen to have tea, and Dadi was like so loud and speaking, you know, giving class, and Om Shanti, open the doors, open the gates, you know, as many, the whole Diamond Hall is packed with Baba's children, there are as many, that many number outside, so open the gates, let everyone come inside, let everyone come inside. She's so loud. And as we heard, we ran to the room to see what was happening, and Dadi's eyes were closed, and she was giving class. Did you understand? Did you understand? And then we go close to her, and she's saying, okay, Om Shanti, three times Om Shanti. Now I'm going to give toli to everyone. So she's doing that. And we stood there, watched her. She's doing that. I'm sure, Jantiben, you must have seen it many times. And this is what Dadi's last moments were, 2019 December. And really, every breath of Dadi is all about service. And what is service? What is service? This is what you see from Dadi. Her every nerve, every cell in the body is giving, giving, giving. And so until last breath, Dadi has given. And the way she departed also is amazing and so beautiful to hear that experience from Hansaben. I won't say long, but I really want to say that Baba is the director, very much our Dadis. Of course, Dadi Gulzar is gone. Dadi Gulzar, you know, our seniors, ancestors, we really honor them. And especially Jantiben's birthday today, this morning, I was thinking that how Dadiji loved her so much, Dadiji, Didiji, Dadi Janki, and all these seniors. And so definitely we are so lucky and fortunate to have Jantiben with us here in the West, in London. And, you know, if she was not there, I don't know how we would have all sort of felt. And the feeling is so good coming back to London. I don't actually feel emptiness. And I just feel, you know, that there's so much love and sustenance that's been given here in London. So we are all very, very lucky and very fortunate. So thank you, gentlemen. Beautiful. Thank you. Om Shanti.
I just want to say thanks to everyone for everybody's love and support. And the family has just been beautiful. And also just to say that the 12th day for Daddy Ishu is actually on Tuesday. But Madhavan has said that we could offer Bhog either on the Tuesday or the Thursday. So we decided that we'll offer Bhog for Daddy Ishu on Thursday especially. And for all those who are running centers, sub-centers, you can choose whether you want to do that on Tuesday or Thursday. And so, just wanted to let you know that. And Hansa Ben's going to give you Madhavan Thuli. And so she'll be sitting here.
Om Shanti. Just some instructions. So actually, our three special devtas will be on the stage. So we're going to ask you all to just, well, you'll be helped to bring your chairs forward. And you'll receive first blessings from Jemini Ben, then Drishti from Jenti Ben, and then, so you blessings from Jemini Ben, Drishti from Jenti Ben, and then Madhavan Thuli from Hansa Ben. So you'll come in that way.